The Walls We Build in the Name of Boundaries by Sue Miley. We have all been hurt by people we care about. That sort of goes with the territory. If we didn't care about the person, we probably wouldn't feel the hurt. So when we get hurt, we do what makes sense. We pull back. We create distance. We start protecting ourselves. The conscious or unconscious antidote for self-protection often begins with building up walls. And honestly, it feels reasonable. Leaving yourself open and exposed to constant hurt doesn't feel good. We all want safety. But it is a hard balance to strike. At some point, we go on autopilot and start building walls proactively before we even get hurt again. Distancing and self-protection may feel like they are creating safety, but they are also creating other byproducts that you probably don't really want. Loneliness. No one you can trust. Having to handle everything on your own. Leaving before you get left. In your efforts to protect yourself, you may be creating a self-fulfilling prophecy of being alone, which is hurtful in itself. You aren't really eliminating pain. You are magnifying it. Before you know it, it has just become a habit. You have built up enough walls to keep any and all love out as well. The psychology and counseling world has served up boundaries as a healthy strategy, and I would agree that some situations and relationships need boundaries. My dad was physically violent towards me. I didn't need to subject myself to that just to get the drops of love in between. Your friend always dumps all of their problems on you and never has time to hear about yours. Yes, it is okay not to stay on standby for their 24/7 needs. Your drug-addicted child is always asking for money. It is wise not to give them money that enables them to keep doing drugs. Walls versus boundaries. I don't know if we've done a good job of delineating the difference between walls and boundaries, and I worry that many good people feel like they are building walls in the name of boundaries. Healthy boundaries are like a door with a lock. You decide when to open it, who comes in, and what's allowed. Walls are like a sealed bunker. Nobody gets in, but you don't get out. Healthy boundaries come from clarity. I know what's healthy for me. Walls come from fear or pain. I don't want to be hurt again. I think boundaries are sometimes necessary and healthy. I'm just hoping that if you are building walls in the name of boundaries, you can recognize it. Why? The relational why. Because boundaries are meant to protect connection, not replace it. If they become walls, you may feel safe, but you may also end up alone. The self-awareness why. Because it's easy to call something a boundary when it's really fear or unresolved hurt. Naming it clearly helps you heal instead of hide. The cost why. Because walls don't just keep pain out, they keep love out too. And over time, isolation becomes its own kind of harm. The growth why. Because healthy boundaries help you mature. Walls keep you stuck in survival mode. The spiritual why. Because we're made for relationship, and wisdom is learning how to love with discernment, not withdrawal. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. Ecclesiastes 4:9-10. What season are you in? There are different seasons in our lives that setting appropriate boundaries creates safety, space, and personal health. I would just check your premises by asking yourself some of these questions. Questions about motivation. Motive tells the truth fast. Am I doing this to stay healthy or to avoid being hurt? Am I responding to the present situation or to a past wound? If this person changed, would I be open to re-engaging? If fear is driving it, you're likely building a wall. Questions about connection. Boundaries still leave room for closeness over time. Do these limits still allow closeness over time? Am I leaving the door open or sealing it shut? Am I protecting myself or isolating myself? A boundary regulates connection. A wall eliminates it. Questions about flexibility. healthy things can adapt. Is this boundary situational or absolute? Would I apply this rule to everyone, everywhere? Can trust change this limit, or is it permanent? Rigid global rules usually signal walls. Questions about responsibility. This keeps you honest. Am I owning my feelings or managing theirs? Am I expecting others to read my mind? Am I using silence or distance instead of clarity? Boundaries are communicated. Walls are enforced without explanation. Questions about emotional aftermath. Pay attention to what lingers. After setting this, do I feel peaceful or numb? Do I feel grounded or guarded? Peace points to boundaries. Numbness points to walls. The one question that cuts through everything. If I keep living this way, will I become more loving or more shut down? That answer usually is the most telling. We are made for relationship. In the end, remember, we are made for relationship. And if we can't trust ourselves or the other person, we have to remember that we can trust God. We are all different, and there isn't a right or wrong. You have to do what is right for you. If I have to lean one way or the other, I tend to lean into relationship. That doesn't mean rushing back into unsafe situations. It means staying open to love in the right places at the right pace. And sometimes a long season of distance can also be faithful and wise, depending on your circumstance. Can you get hurt? Yes, and we all have. But I have personally experienced God to be faithful. If we trust Him and lean on Him in our need or our hurt, He will always be there for us, and He will certainly heal our hearts. Healthy boundaries protect who you are. Walls keep you from being known. He wants us to be able to fully be who He created us to be, and He wants us to love and be loved. And thankfully, He is here to help us through.